Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 491 for Tuesday, July 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning as the market managed to see a modest correction off its nearby lows. Canola is up $2 to $4, the November contract up $3.60 at $447.50 per ton. That November contract dropped below the psychological $450 per ton mark yesterday. That was bearish from a technical standpoint. While the general downward trend remains in place, the market is also looking oversold and due for a corrective bounce seen today. Commercial bargain hunting contributed to the early strength in the futures as crush margins remain very profitable for end users. Gains in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support as well. However, relatively favorable North American crop conditions and expectations for large crops did limit the upside potential. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are higher while corn and wheat are both down. Soybeans up 6 to 14 cents, the November contract up 11 at $9.77 per bushel. Soybeans were also due for a correction from a chart standpoint, with speculators noted buyers in early activity. A weaker tone in the U.S. dollar index helped underpin the futures as well. However, favorable Midwestern crop weather tempered the upside. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 71% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's unchanged from the previous week and well above average for this time of year. Crop development is also running ahead of average. Corn, it's down 1 to 3 cents, the September contract down 3 at $3.32 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was left unchanged at 76% good to excellent in the latest USDA report. Losses in wheat put spillover pressure on corn. Wheat is down 5 to 9 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 9 at $4.20 per bushel. Ideas that better-than-expected wheat crops in Eastern Europe may be able to make up for problems in France and Germany were somewhat bearish. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest also weighed on prices, with 83% of the U.S. crop now in the bin. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.